Hello. It's the 7th of March in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another nightly news show. We have a full house tonight. I'm joined with the wonderful Catherine Watkins,
Good evening.
the beautiful Christine Miner,
So happy to be here.
and Jason, who all the girls are missing, Nota.
Good evening, ladies. How are we?
We've all missed you desperately, Jason.
God bless you.
We have, love, we have.
It's nice to be missed,
I
bless.
have.
Yeah, you won the standard.
Okay, we're going to start where we always start with Kate Watch. Still no sign of life. The British press keep referring to the photograph with Carol Middleton driving with somebody who didn't look really like Kate at all, and that the vehicle had an extra two wheels at the back of it, clearly photoshopped. They won't print it though, but they keep referring to it. There's lots of talk. Tisa Tells is claiming there is such a divide now between William and Kate, and how did TMZ know where to be? It's just a load of infighting. There's still not one member of senior royal members of family working at all. So that's where all our money's going to pay these people. And we still haven't had any proof of life, but we do know that apparently Carol's brother, the guy who had the clubs in Ibiza and was a bit of a party goer, and they were all ashamed of him. Well, he's gone into the Big Brother house, and apparently he's been reporting on Catherine's health. So she's got a team of nurses and she's in good hands. So that's really all we've got with Kate Watch.
Well, what about Kate's mom having that car accident and in critical condition?
But I can't find it anywhere. It's just one person's post that I've searched everywhere.
Okay, I wondered about that. Thank you.
Nope.
Okay, thank you.
I absolutely searched everywhere. So it's just a bit of the old, you know what it's like across Twitter and all the others. They're,
So much
clickbait.
misinformation, yes.
It
No.
looks like the
But
House
that's
of Cards
it.
is crumbling.
Absolutely. Well, we've dug out, well, Christine dug out a story where apparently Meghan Markle ended up sleeping with the billionaire Ron Burl, who's linked to Diddy, who's linked to Jeffrey Epstein, who's linked to Jeffrey Epstein, Diddy, Clinton. Just, well, he's horrible. He owns basically everything, and he also owns Soho House. Well, according to reports, Meghan Markle was actually having a fling with him to get to another owner of Soho House, and she was like the original yacht girl. And Burkle has a plane called Air Fuck One. That's what his plane's known as. So,
Oh wow,
and he's very close. He's very close to Diddy. So that's
Diddy
really all
friend.
we've got with the nonsense. We're going to get to the real stories, and we're going to start with Kat.
Hi guys, hi. Right, yeah. So my cousin actually tagged me in this afternoon. I did send it over, and it's basically a docu. Well, it's not a documentary. It's a well, it is actually. It's a short documentary done by Channel 4, and it's called. Hang on, let me just find it. Sorry, I did have it open. Some Transmaxin. So basically, what this is becoming. So in this case, it says, I'm not a woman, but I'll take the benefit. So this person here has transitioned from a male into a female because he believes that is the benefits of a female are better than being a male. So he's taken all the good points from being a female. And so not because he's suffering from gender dysphoria or anything like that, which is why, you know, lots of people are doing it, but just purely because he wants to claim the benefits of being a woman. And I, honest to God, I just couldn't be. Even the guy who was doing the documentary was shocked, you know. When he follows him for like 3 days. He goes with him, and they go and they buy this dress, and he for his boyfriend, and it's just really, really weird. So basically, he's allowed to do this legally. So at the end, he goes to a lady. Well, I say lady. I realised it wasn't a lady. It was a trans. So it was a man dressed up as a lady who helps people transitioning and whatever from, was it Bournemouth? Somewhere like that. So anyway, he goes down and she's basically defending, you know, he's like, what do you think of the idea of, you know, sort of transitioning, not because you've got any gender dysphoria, but simply because you think it's easier living as a woman. And she just basically, he actually, just defends him all the way and says, you know, well, he's not hurting anyone and it's not illegal. Okay, it might not be illegal, but you are hurting people. You're hurting women. Women are being hurt by this. How can you just decide that you're going to change your gender because you think it's easier to be a woman? These people are insane. And this is a real thing. Have a look at it. Transmaxing is called. So M-A-X-X-I-N-G. And the person who deals with the trans issue said this quite is because it's, you know, trans diverse or whatever, or gender diverse, then it's included under that trans umbrella. So now we've got people who are changing gender because they think being the other gender is, or changing sex or whatever, because they think the other gender is easier. What an insult. By the look of this,
it's not real, really, because these people are insane. They're insane, and these people, they're mentally ill.
But can I just ask, please, have they had the full operation, or are they just going to take, are they just... No.
So at the moment, he's basically just injecting estrogen. You know, he's on the hormone therapy to make his voice, you know, higher and whatever. But he doesn't know what his intentions are yet. So he might not even bother having that. This is what I mean. This is how...
He's still got all his tackle. Yeah. So he might not even be taking the hormone things. He could just be doing that as a ruse so he can turn to transgender. Could that be a possibility? Because... You know, definitely. they want to be access to go into female toilets so they can pretend they're blokes.
And even if this bloke, even if he's not specifically doing that, then other people are going to do it, obviously, who do have ill intentions. This is it's insane. And it's all part of normalising it. You know, Channel 4 didn't go out there to show it, you know, to sort of report on it properly. It's just all a part of normalising it. Although the guy who followed him around thought it was a bit mad. It is part of normalised in it. Do you know what I mean? As much as we're saying it's nuts, this stuff is getting... Well, I say that, they'd have us believe that most people accept this when we know in reality it's a load of bullshit, don't we? Because most people actually don't. They don't. We're just being made to believe that that's the case through the media with things like this. I couldn't believe what he was saying and his boyfriend and this other woman. Like, what on earth are you talking about? It's all, you know, it's just almost as bad as people chopping off their arms because they believe they're amputees. They feel like they should be an amputee, so I'm going to chop my limbs off. This is absolutely
mental insane.
And like you just said, Lou, a gateway, a massive gateway, isn't it? For people who do want to, you know, do harm.
Yeah.
Christy, what do you think?
You know, it reminds me of the teacher in Canada. The shop teacher, did you guys see him? He decided that he would wear those ginormous boobs, right?
Yeah, one that satire. Yeah.
He even went skydiving with those things, okay? So, I mean, he took it all the way. But Greg Gutfeld did such a great show on him just over and over and over. He was the only one that really covered him. And it was so funny because at the end of the day, the guy comes back to school this year. Dressed as a man, normal as can be, like nothing ever happened. So it is kind of funny. You wonder if some people are doing it just to draw attention to the stupidity.
Yeah, this is what I mean. I had shared that. I know what you were on about. And somebody had said, oh, I think it's satire. He's done it on purpose to show how ridiculous that it is.
Well, it's kind of like here in the States, they were having parents that were going to the school board meetings and standing up for their children against the pornographic books and all of that in the libraries. And one mom came dressed in a kitten costume.
That's right. We covered it, I think.
I think so.
I saw that.
You know, but it's like, what do we have to do to bring attention to the stupidity? What do we have to do? So I don't know. I mean, at this point, you scratch your head and think the whole thing is so stupid. But in order to wake the stupid, what do they have to see? What's it going to take?
Three stages of truth, isn't it? It goes through ridicule, violent oppression, then acceptance.
Right.
So, you know, now it's being ridiculed. Then they'll get to the, unfortunately, the violent oppression stage, and then people will, you know, start accepting it a lot more. And that's the three stages of truth, you know, and it applies to most things, really, when you're trying to get a message out and alert people to, look, this crazy stuff isn't right. It's not stupid. It is stupid, but it's insultively stupid. You know, it's an insult to those that can see what's going on, but to others, it's got to be stupid. You know, kids dressing up as cats and having milk put out for them in Cornwall. They all look at Woodsloo. So they can, you know, it's like, hang on a minute. I heard something about one child got suspended for kicking off saying he's not a cat. And one child got sent to the headmaster's and got sent home, apparently. I don't know if there's some truth in that.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen anything on that.
And now they're putting cat boxes in bathrooms in case you don't identify as this species.
So you're just going to go to the toilet and squat? It's insane.
Well, I want to stay on this theme. Libs of TikTok have put out a video. So the other night we covered Deer Creek School, and I think that was in Oklahoma.
Edmund, I do Oklahoma. Believe. Correct.
Yeah. And where there was a event and pictures of school children licking the toes of teachers and each other for charity. And they raised an absolute fortune, if I do remember that. It was a lot of money that they raised.
Like $150,000. $150,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So really, do you really believe the parents had donated that amount of money to watch their... Like, it, you know, it's wrong, but Libs of TikTok today have put out that two more schools have been holding feet licking and armpit licking events for years, where students lick chocolate and peanut butter off of the staff.
It was after the video. That's the same school, though. That's Deer Creek
school.
No,
it's not. Oh. This isn't. No, this is Edmonton School. This is Edmonton School. It's going. It's a different school. So what they're saying that this is going on in, you know, in the Edmonton area since 2015, and that was the school. It's Edmonton School that was doing it back in 2015, and they hold a feet licking event. These videos have been now uncovered, and apparently they didn't hold it this year, but it was they were holding it last year. It's shocking.
It's weird. It's very weird. These people are just, well, I said it earlier, in my eyes, they need lining up and shooting.
It's hyper-sexualizing. Licking toes is sexual fetishism, mind. Right? So, do you know what I mean? What on earth are they doing? I would go nuts. I would go nuts if I had that.
Yeah, imagine, you somehow your daughter coming home, oh, yeah, we were licking teachers' armpits today, Mum, Dad. You'd be like, you
and
what?
That's it. The videos are there as well. It's not somebody just saying it. Do you know what I mean? We can see it. It's absolutely vile. Is there anything from the school on this occasion, Lou? Was it because I only saw the TikTok video?
I did see it. Oh yeah, they've held. There wasn't really a comment. They just, I think there was kind of uproar, but they didn't hold it this year. I did have it up again. Too many bloody tabs open. Edmonton School.
I mean, what can they say? You know,
it's really shocking.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you guys have seen the video that Ryan Garcia has been put out. Yeah. Ryan Garcia, the boxer. Well, Ryan Garcia, he's literally on the cusp of. Yeah, well, he's on the. Just to give you a bit of background on him for those that don't know about him. I know a little bit about boxing, but he's a boxer, and he's just on the cusp of becoming world champion. He's undefeated, one loss, very good fight. Very good, talented boxer. And like I say, it's ironic that this video's come out as he's just at the pinnacle of his career, about to make that step over into the big league and become world champion. That's when you get the millions and everything comes at you. But he's put this video out about Bohemian Grove and how he got taken along and they were raping children and they were made to watch it. And he's like, I swear, and effing and blind. And he's like, I'm not down for this now. I'm not bothered. And you can tell in the video, it's on the webpage, but you can tell in the video that there's fear in this poor lad's book. But he's bricking it. It's like, what have I seen? He's just like, you know, this is a kid that's grown up, you know, from the slums of Mexico, and he's become a potential world title champion boxer.
I saw an update to that. He was on a show, I can't remember whose it is, and he started naming names on them as well. So what's interesting is so many other people. Kid Rock was coming out with it the other day. Obviously, Mel Gibson's been talking about it. All of this is coming to light. And an investigation has started being made, Kat, towards what's been going on.
Oh, right. Okay. Brilliant. Thank you. Thanks for that.
It's insane. It's insane. I mean, he's talking to somebody and he's sort of saying, I don't, they held me down. I don't give a, you know, they're raping little kids. I don't care anymore. They held me down and made me watch it. So this fella said to him, well, where? And he's got, they took me to the fucking woods, bro. And I'm not joking. I have proof. And he's swearing and effing and blinding. He's saying, I'll show you. You know, I'll show you every video. So he's obviously got Bohemian Grove. He said, he's at Bohemian Grove. It's real. They tied me down. Yeah, he said, they made me fucking watch. I absolutely don't give a... He said, they're raping little kids. Because I want to take us all. So what's he saying here? So yeah, basically he's talking to somebody and he's basically saying, nah, man, this shit's real. You know, it's not, they're doing it. I've got videos. I can show you the videos. I can show you the evidence. You know, it's insane. You
know, it is real. Where is it, Bohemian Grove? I know where it is.
San Francisco. Isn't it outside? No.
Yeah, it's in California. And
it's California, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to have, I need to get in touch with him. He's been on loads. Greg Fernandez Jr. And he was to do, what's Luke Kowalski? We Are Change. He was We Are Change San Francisco. And he was always at Bohemian Grove reporting. Every year at the protests, you know, when they were doing it like 2011.
Alex Jones covered it a few times as well, haven't they?
Yeah, I've seen the Alex Jones ones. It's everything's coming out. Look what's coming out with the Diddy stuff. There's more and more allegations coming out. Everything is coming to the light now. More and more people are speaking out. So, Kat, I know you want to. Raise a highlight again with the children.
Yeah, guys, just briefly, it was just in regards to social services, and you know, we will have Kim on to talk about this in a bit more detail, but it was basically just a short video that Kimberly from Public Child Protection Wales did earlier on her own wall. So if you haven't seen it, go and watch it. It's not that long, but it's vital information about what you should do when social services first get involved. And what we mean by that is, leave it, if you leave it too long, it's usually game over. And I say that with, you know, I it's a horrible thing to say, but I know what's going on there. So with regards to what you do when they first get in touch, in regards to recording them, and you know, if you get a social worker who's not willing to be recorded, then they get you a different social worker. You've got to protect yourselves, and some other bits of information in there that you need to know. You know, first off, so if you can just go and watch that, we will have Kim on. I'll ask if she's been in London for a couple of days, or she's been doing something a couple of days, so she's on her way back from London now. So maybe over the weekend or something like that, we'll ask her to come on and explain a little bit more. So I just wanted, just for people to be aware, and like I say, if you want to watch Kim's video, go on her wall, Kimberly Isherwood.
Oh, it's okay. I'm going to download it, and brilliant. I'll put a link in the video.
Excellent. Yeah, that's it from me, guys. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to touch on something before I hand over to Jason. Just a couple of stories that have caught my eye. So the first one is about AstraZeneca. 150 million vaccine hub, which is going to be in Speke in Liverpool. And it's for Britain's pandemic preparedness.
Yeah, next pandemic they're going to stunt us with, or try stunt us with. So they're making sure that they can turn them around quickly and get them in as quick as. Yeah, they're planning something again. They are, because they told us pandemic too. Yeah,
exactly. And the AstraZeneca killed my dad, and I don't know, got countless others, and he had just two of them. Do you know what I mean? I can't, honestly, it's just unbelievable what these people are getting away with, and have done for a long, long time. Sorry to interrupt.
The adrenochrome.
Hearing AstraZeneca just really freaks me out. It just, you know, makes me really angry. No, don't apologise. No, I'm apologising.
Jump in there. Google have set out a new piece of software called Adreno, and it works on the Chrome.
I posted it up the other day.
We shared it.
But we've got to remember, on those documents that we had, all of that paperwork for the delivery of the adrenochrome, one of the addresses was going to the same site exactly where AstraZeneca was. And if everyone remembers if you remember the insert of AstraZeneca, human embryos were mentioned.
Yeah, well, they're in all vaccines.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It doesn't surprise me. It's just so sick. You know, guys, you've got to make these connections. Adrenochrome, vaccine places, manufacturers, look what's on the ingredients. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. It's sick.
Satan's working his magic, is he not, Christine? Or trying to. Is she there?
I'm here. I'm sorry. Yeah, he is trying to. And it is it's almost laughable at this point, you know, because he is trying. And there are some things that you look at and you go, man, that's just so wicked. And it's just so evil.
Sticking with the same theme, BBC Scotland presenters Nick Sheridan dies aged 32 after a short illness. So there is no mention in the entire article about what he died of or how long he was. All we have in the headline is after a short illness. And then it's Nicola Stern leads tribute to the talented and vivacious star as colleagues remember him as a lovely man. And the entire article is clips of what he's done and people paying tribute. Not a single mention. Nothing. Mm-hmm. You've even got the Prime Minister of Ireland, the Muslim guy. That's insane. In Ireland, he's even paying tributes. Nicola Sturgeon paying tributes, you name it, everyone's paying tributes, but no one's asked what happened
exactly. It's just so 32 year old young man, do you know what I mean?
It's just, and people just aren't, people are still going down and getting boosted. I know probably not as many, but there are still. And they can't.
Yeah, there's one in my town when you walk past. And do you know what? It's just usually old people in there.
An ad come up on, I think it was on True Social, offering me, telling me the 10th booster is out now. And I'm like, are you kidding?
10.
On True Social.
I think it was on True Social where I saw that. I was just like, what? It was like an advertisement. And I thought, I can't believe that. And that's why it struck me, because it was on Truth.
Oh, yeah. That's it. So, Jason, what have you got?
Well, our friend Jeremy Hunt has been doing his little number crunching again, hasn't he? And he's got his little red briefcase out. But apparently, obviously, there's an election coming up. We know that. So the government's trying all it can to win over voters. Obviously, two wings of the same bird. We know that. But the masses are still caught in the illusion of, oh, well, you've got to give him a chance this time. Give him a chance. He might do better. Oh, right. Give him a chance. Well, we said that about the last one and the last one and the last one and the last one. And they all play to the same fiddle. However, to try winners over, they've given us an NI cut National Insurance Cup. Oh, 2%. That's the big bill. That's the big story. That's the big headline, which averages out about £900 to £650 a year, which ain't bad when you know that each MP gets an attendance allowance per visit for visiting Parliament of just short of £400. You know, the average everyday person is going to save £600 a year, which opens up. And he said there's going to be £14 billion worth of stealth taxes we're going to have to take back, because that's the amount of money we're spending on this package to help eventually eradicate national insurance, which leads you straight down to the road of privatisation, obviously. Now, when you look at taxes, this year, it's the highest taxes we've had since 1948. Now, it's all right saying, you know, let's lead with this 2%, yay, national insurance cut, which is going to save an average person £600 a year, you know, which is not a lot. It's obviously it's money in their pocket, but when these lot are getting £400 just for showing the faces and going hurrah, 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 you know, it's a proverbial piss take if you ask me. But what they haven't told you about, obviously you've got £14 billion, and they've come out openly and said, well, there's £14 billion package, so we're gonna have to get back in stealth taxes. But council tax has gone up between 5% and 10% in England and Wales. So, you know,
exactly.
Northern Ireland,
you're not saving anything at all.
You know, so what they're taking, they're giving you, it's the old, you know, magician, look at this hand, I'm taking with this hand, you know, don't watch this hand. You know, so,
go on.
Yeah, and these people that are supposed to be looking after our interests, you know, that we vote for, these lot are on, I mean, they've had a pay rise of £6,000. So they're on like 92 grand a year, minus expenses. Somebody like Fabian Hamilton, which is a Leeds MP, give you an example. Last year, within a 30-day period, claimed £1,146 on expenses to cover his food, to cover his utilities, and to cover his mortgage. It's like, I'm not being funny, but you take enough money off us, you get £92,000 a year now, which is ample enough for anybody to have a decent quality of life and have a family at a decent quality of life. And you're just insulting us. You're giving us £600 a year back, and you claim more than that last month. Off us.
It's a smack in the teeth, isn't it? It is a kick in the teeth.
Do you know
teeth.
What I mean? And the quicker that
Where's
people
our money
realize,
going?
Well, it's a big black hole of corruption, isn't it? And the quicker the people realise that poly means many and ticks means parasites. And when we go and all these politicians turn up to the House of Lords and they sit there in Parliament and the rah-rah, that actually is called politically a lie. So you've got all these many parasites turning up to fucking lie. It's like, and this, and they tell you what they're doing and people still stand for this. It's insane.
We've got, right, so this is just a uniparty, because the Labour Party, it's all about tax, it's all about government control, controlling our lives, bringing it. We are screwed. But I feel it in my bones that it really is crumbling down. It's not just because of, like, just following through. I actually really do believe it, that it is, it's going to be crashing down. It's every single thing is going to be crashing down. I really, truly believe it. Because look at what in this country, you've got Keir Starmer, you know, head of the CPS, and he could have prosecuted Jimmy Savile. Look at what we've got. It's a joke, right?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It can't.
But don't forget, these guys are planning their new world order. So we need to. Of course, it's all saying, after chaos, order, out of chaos comes order. And they want chaos, they want it all to crumble so they can usher in their new reset, their new world order. And this is why it's all coming.
The WF, it's falling. Anybody got any comments? Christine, anything to say on that? And I just want to touch on the whale in a minute of where money's going to the Welsh government. I just want to touch on that in a sec. But Christine, any thoughts?
Right. Well, the giants are falling. The Walton family has sold $4.5 billion of stock recently. Jeff Bezos sold $8.5 billion yesterday, I think. Jamie Dimon sold $150 million of JP Morgan. and Zuckerberg sold 400 million. Buffett is selling everything. So the gig is up. I mean, we're done with this. I think people have finally stood up and said, you know what? We see you. We know who you are. You're not invisible anymore, nor are we asleep and brain dead anymore. We're on to you, and we're not going to stand for it. And I think they are finally falling in front of our faces, and they're going to go down hard.
I think it's going to be how it was, like how it is with everything. It always comes from America. You know, people say, why don't I focus more on England? Because look at what's going to happen in America. And it's got like this domino effect.
As so America goes, so goes the world.
As America stands up, it's going to, you know, it's going to be a domino effect, I believe. I believe. But whatever party that we have come in, they're the same ones. They're the same ones.
It doesn't make a difference.
Communism and whatever you call the
government always
party.
Wins. No matter which party, the government wins.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that. You know, no matter what colour your shirt you want to put on. I mean, if you look at the polls, Labour are smashing it. But again, all the poll is well, we'll put these polls out. They're not decision makers. So it gives us an idea. That's why you go to the polling station. But it gives you an idea of who the people want. Other people would rather have in power. So we go, we say, well, out of the people you've given us, we'd rather have this idiot. You know, and that's not really a vote. It's just we go to the polls just to give our idea of who we think is the best person for them. Yeah, exactly. It's just to appease us.
I'm still putting out that call for the only question you need to ask your MPs in your area, your standing MP and the people who are also running against, what are their thoughts on RSE? That will tell you exactly the type of person they are, you know, yeah, on every single issue. That's all you need to ask. And please let us know so we can just start identifying not only the ones who are for it, but also big up the ones who are against it. That's all. So info@libertytactics.co.uk. Really simple letter. And I did say I would type one out and you only have to put your names in, but all it is those words. Do you support the RSE education? That's all you need to write. Many thanks. Let us know. I do just want to touch on the Texas fires because things are really bad. And Christine, your family are literally there and farmland's being destroyed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So many ranches. I had seen a story. I haven't had a chance to even watch it yet today. But I had seen where, I just lost his name. Somebody had done a story on the Texas wildfires. And he was he's talking to one rancher that lost like 10,000 cattle. So, yeah. This is going to be devastating to our food. I mean, 80% of beef comes from right there. 80% of our meat, our beef, comes from the Texas Panhandle. And this has just been absolutely devastating, just devastating. They've lost land. They've lost history. They've lost houses. They've lost lives. They've lost friends. Everybody is in need of help. And you know, the land is just literally scorched. It looks like Maui. Melted vehicles. Trees still standing. None of this makes sense.
Yeah. Was there not some light seen in the sky beforehand, before all the fire started?
Well,
some form of flashing blue light or something in the sky.
Right, I shared.
Did
a
you
thing
hear the show yesterday, Jason? We did. Did you hear the show yesterday where we covered, what was it called? It's Project Blue Roof, and Biden slipped
Blue
out.
Direct
Beam.
Energy weapons.
No, it's blue.
No, blue roof. It's the direct blue energy weapons.
Right. Yeah, makes sense.
Okay. What is yesterday's show?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to decorate. It was a bedroom yesterday.
till 3 o'clock.
I'll send you it. It's really, really, I've inserted the video into it, and it's very worth, it really is worth watching. Really, it's frightening. Just like that. And 2 seconds, like, it's ridiculous. They've got, it's shocking. So
they burned over a million acres, 100 mile long fire over a million acres.
Bastard.
In 2.5 minutes.
And all that wildlife as well.
Everything in its path gone. Yeah.
Here we are. This is the world we're in 2024. I don't think we've brought any good news to the table at all this evening. At all.
Scientology buildings.
Okay, well, Scientology buildings in Hollywood are being shut down. These guys are winning, and they are inspiring others all around America where there are centers to get out there. And I think these guys, they're called the... Sorry?
That's good news.
Fantastic news. It's a cult. And I'm going to reach out to a couple of people who I've been watching religiously now. I'm addicted to it. To see if they'll come on. These are ex-Scientologists, people who've been literally born into it. And it's shocking. Absolutely shocking. So that's it. So, Christy, what good news can we end the show on with you?
Well, I just want to tell you guys, you are loved and you are protected. And regardless of what we see going on in the world, God's got this. He has a much better perspective than we do. Had to come up with the right word, tongue twisted. But he can see all. He knows all. Nothing surprises him. He is not up there biting his fingernails or wringing his hands. He's got a plan, and we're part of it. So you just keep standing, and you stand strong, and come hell or high water, you do not bow, you do not bend, and you do not break. You stand, and you occupy until he comes back. And we're going to take this back, come hell or high water.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Sorry, I was on mute. Catherine, over to you, my love. What can people be doing to help you?
Oh, yeah, we did want to chat about somebody having a reach out, didn't we, for what we found yesterday.
Oh, yes, we could talk about this. We'd want to go. Do you want to just, well, what did you find yesterday, Kat? Tell Jason, because Jason doesn't know about this, and this is unbelievable.
So basically, somebody sent me a video. It was an advert, it was, but it was young girls, I don't know, maybe 12, 30, Welsh girls. They're from South Wales as well, where I'm from. I don't know which school, but they had their school uniforms on. And basically, this advert was to, like, refugees and asylum seekers, you know, because they built, down in Cardiff, right, they built this massive, massive complex, right, ready for all the refugees and stuff and the asylum seekers coming in, right? So they've got 13-year-old girls and doing an advert, it's like advertising, you know, what are these people thinking when they're coming over? And then... Yeah. Lou found the government actual, it was, oh, do you know what? I haven't got it up on my screen now. I read it out, but basically saying about what Wales's plan was. But it was written in, like, was it 2019, Lou? It was, wasn't it? So now...
It was 2019, and it was the government's, Welsh government plans to welcome in immigrants seekers. Into Wales.
Yeah.
There's all these centres around Wales. I think there was one in... Cardiff, Swansea,
Newport,
and
at the top, wasn't it?
Because they're advertising in their countries. Come to England. Come to the United Kingdom. Come to the British Isles. We'll look after you. You get this. You get that. They're actually advertising in these countries for your better to come across.
Yeah, exactly. And they're using little 13-year-old girls in uniform to do it. And what these are.
Yeah, so you wonder what these young men of fighting age and a lot of these young men are big, strong lads. That's exactly. Not kid ourselves. The big, what's African men, and the African men are physically stronger than white men. Unfortunately, that's why they're all boxers and athletes and all that kind of stuff. Most of them, you know. So
Jason,
it's like,
this,
yeah,
Jason. This is so this these people. So the, in the government documents in 2019, they were planning to set up organizations to start this, you know, welcoming these immigrants. So that's how we ended up finding this, what is it, Wales, I can't remember what it was. It was
something to do with it. It had like asylum seekers and refugees thingy.
And this was published in 2020.
Yes. Wait, Jason, wait. Listen, it's Wales's number one charity.
Oh, no way.
So our question is, are the Welsh people giving to this charity to welcome immigrants? No. So who? And this is what Catherine and I put out yesterday and requested that if there's anybody who has any time, just to have a look to see who is actually giving to this charity to make them the number one charity in Wales.
Most Welsh people wouldn't have had a clue who they are. They won't know who they are. I didn't know who they were till yesterday. The Welsh people haven't given any, or you might get the odd person, but no, as a whole. So where is this money coming from? And why is this number one? And you should see it. It's really scary. Shocking. What they're offering these people is not what they're offering anyone who lives in this country by a, you know.
And they're using young Welsh schoolgirls to entice.
That's exactly the word.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. These men have, and these men have come from countries where a lot of nasty shit happens, and people get raped and murdered and all sorts of stuff in front of the families and all sorts. And they're coming over here after living in this under some horrific circuit and being advertised. I'm sorry, but you know, I can see shit hitting the fan soon.
Oh, it already Labour.
It is, yeah, of course.
This is the Labour government for you. This is the Labour government for you. Do you know what I mean? It's just,
you know, two wings of the same bird, isn't it?
It's so disgusting. It's like they're using innocent lambs to bring the wolves in.
Yes.
Of course.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
In the meantime, ripping us all off.
Yeah.
You know, raping us children, brutally, physically, mentally abusing us children. You know, and
abusing them.
Putting us on the floor so we can't afford to eat or keep warm. That's what. And
then
people
offering all of this to these immigrants that are coming in. They can have
Yeah, absolutely. You get free healthcare, disgusting. You lot.
It's disgusting.
We need to get Del Irons back.
Yeah, absolutely. We need a complete overhaul of the whole system. We need administrators working in that place. We don't need MPs. We need administrators. And every time you want to change a law, we have a referendum.
We don't need Donald Trump
in England. What we need is somebody to administrate the people's will, an administration set up, yeah? And when the people, if they want to bring a law, the people have a vote on it. And if they vote yes, we bring in a law. And if they vote no, you don't. Anything like that, it goes through an administration and everything has to, when laws need to be changed, people need to have a vote on it, yeah? And it needs to go to a referendum. The monarchy's gone, so it looks like we're going to end up being a republic very soon. So, you know, we just need rid of this oligarch hierarchy system of corruption and paid power, because that's all it is. And we need people that are on a steady 40, 50 grand a year, administrators, everyday people like me, people like you, people like Jeff next door, people like Sarah who works at the shop, people like Bill and Belinda, bad example, really. People like, you know, everyday people. Jack the Joiner, who's lived a life, that's worked hard and brought up his family, that know what's right for people to go in and be administrators for the country. And when the people need to bring some laws in or something happens, we have a vote. It's as simple as that. We have a referendum on it. Yeah, boom. And then we move forward. That's the only way this country or the world should be run, by its people. Otherwise, it's just going to, you know, we'll get rid of these corrupt politicians, bring a new party in, they'll all get corrupted and we'll end up same 10 years later, same spot as we were 20 years ago, starting to creep into totalitarianism again, because it won't stop until you wipe it off the map. You don't give them that system. Take it away from them. Bring in administrators that do the people's will. Forget politics. Forget MPs. Forget politicians. Forget many parasites lying in a building. We need administrators. That's exactly what. And then it's done. Republic run by the people for the people.
Amen, brother.
And all the rest is semantics.
Yes. So there we go. Tonight's news. Oh, there is one thing. Andrew's shitting himself because it looks like the Ron DeSantis authorization of releasing the more Epstein documents. It's probably looking very damning for him by all reports. So
he's sweating again.
I believe he said it was going to be a very hot summer. And that releases after July 31st. And that's...
Oh, I thought it was July the 1st.
No, July 31st, I think. And then after that, it can be released. And then we're in the heat of summer coming into August. I think you're going to see a lot of the exposure of the power players in August. I think you're going to see a lot of justice and people's feet held to the fire coming up to October. And then I think we're going to see one big October surprise. And then I think after that, it's election time.
It's every night, the live cyber threat map. So all I'm seeing is attacks going directly to the Maldives, around those islands, around the Maldive islands. It's coming, they're being hit hard, as is, that's it. No, yeah, the Maldives is being hit.
There'll be offshore accounts there. There'll be a lot of offshore accounts in the Maldives.
Yeah, exactly, offshore. And then obviously we still have, Kat, the education at number one as the top targeted industry.
Yeah, it's nuts. Crazy.
It really, really is. It's
frightening. People need to take note of that. Really take note of that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So I'm going to link that video, Kat, and we're going to try and get Kim on next week to discuss this and how people can, and what people need to do if they have social services come knocking and knowing your rights. So Kim's going to go all through that. And we'll have her on, but I will link the video that Kim made to this. Anyone sees Kate, let us know. Thank you so much for people sending in their stories. Thanks to Vicky. I woke up this morning to some stories, and it's really helpful. Really, really helpful. So thank you, everybody, for that. Final words, Christine.
Well, until we decide to change something, nothing changes. So I think it's time that we all just stand up and say, we're not okay with this. We do not submit, we will not bow, and we're not going to stand for it anymore. And I think Jason is 100% right. It's time to get involved locally. Everyone can get involved in your own local community, your own local government. And that's really how we take our power back. It's going to be a grassroots movement from the ground up.
Yeah, I agree. Completely agree. You know, relying on corruption to stop corruption is, you know, it's kind of like hitting your thumb with a hammer while trying to hammer a nail into the wall and doing it again because you've not moved your thumb and thinking to yourself, why do I keep hitting my thumb? You know what I mean? It's insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over and getting the same results. People need to say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And again, Jeremy Hunt, he said it himself, we're going to take £14 billion off of stealth taxes back. So we're taking off you in one hand and we're giving you in other, but we're giving you less than what we're going to take more off you. It's just a big Ponzi scheme. For the last couple of 100 years, we've sussed it now. This generation is the only generation that I can see that is got a foothold in what really is going on, and it needs to stop, and we need to stop it.
Final words, my love.
Yeah, no, I just echo what Jason and Christine said. We're not going to back down anyway. We just have to keep pushing forward. We have to keep pushing forward. It's getting worse by the day, but I do believe, you know, regardless of all the bad news we bring, people are waking up, you know,
and it's all interlinked.
It's pretty quickly. So that's why I would say, guys, just keep moving forward and keep strong.
We've got the number. We've got your number, mate. We've got your number. You know.
That's it for tonight. We're going to be back on Monday. Jason's going to be back every Tuesday and Thursday. Keep us up to date if you hear any news on Kate. And yeah, we'll link the video of Kim's down there. So that's it for us. LibertyTactics.co.uk. Look for us on social media. We'll be back on Monday. Bye.
Good night.
See y'all later.